This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky Fiverr, 1250 AM The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Having a chance now to talk to a Packer legend, Mike Wall, the former Packers offensive lineman, joins us now. Mike, thanks for coming on. I guess first things first, talking with an offensive lineman, your thoughts on how this offensive line has kind of progressed throughout the season without David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think they've done, obviously in the last couple of weeks in particular, you know, it's funny what great medicine it is to have a Pro Bowl level running back and Aaron Jones get back healthy. He seemed to rise, what is he, a rising tide lifts all boats, and I certainly think he was a big reason that his offensive line's playing at a high level. But, when I watch this line, I really get excited, obviously, about Zach Thomas, the progression he's made since being drafted last year. He just seems like he's on the path to becoming one of the better right tackles in the National Football League. I hope they keep him there over the long term. And then certainly some of these young guys, Elgton Jenkins coming back from injury last year, you know, some ups and downs, and certainly seems like he's catching his groove. He had a phenomenal game last week against the Dallas Cowboys. I thought he was the best lineman on the field, which is saying a lot considering they've got all pros on the other side. But between him, Rashid Walker really coming into his own, kind of owning his pass set and being a little bit more square to the line of scrimmage and giving Jordan Love some exit routes on the edge, I think has really helped this team kind of shore some things up. But, you know, Sparky, the most important thing that's happened, believe it or not, is they're just not whiffing on guys that they were whiffing on earlier in the season. Like Josh Myers every once in a while would just whiff on somebody, yep. Or John Runyon Jr. would just get beat. They don't get beat badly. If you get beat bad now, they get beat slow. And that little thing makes a big difference over the course of an entire game.
You know, and that's funny because you brought up, you know, Aaron Jones earlier, and I was watching some All-22, and you see Aaron Jones really stepping up. There was one where Zach Time kind of missed, and Aaron Jones just stepped up and filled that gap immediately so he couldn't get to Jordan Love. And his pass blocking is next level most of the time.
Yeah, he's a physical guy. You know, it's funny, we were just talking with Andy Herman, and you know, you start talking about how the offensive line is playing and whatnot, and you know, it's like the first three plays of the game, DeMarcus Lawrence blows up two runs, and I think we give up a sack that ends up being Bland gets a holding call. So it's not starting out great. And then there's these little plays in the game. Micah Parsons beat Zach down twice on the inside, and both times Aaron picked him up, and they turned out to be huge plays in the passing game. So, you know, the difference between success and failure in the National Football League is always razor thin. Sometimes, you know, as a casual fan, we might not see everything that's really going on, but the big picture stuff is they're playing well a lot more often than they're not. And I think that's certainly a step in the right direction for the Green Bay Packers team.
Follow Mike Wall on Twitter or X, whatever you'd like to call it, at MikeWall68. Check out his podcast on my blog and, of course, Block Party as well. Check out his website, process2perform.com. What about the tight ends? I mean, you got some rookie tight ends in here, and they always say tight end is a hard position to come in and play right away year one because of not only what you have to do it from a receiver standpoint, but what you also, and more importantly, have to do from a blocking standpoint. And especially in this Matt LaFleur offense, you have to be able to block. How do you think Musgrave, even though he's been hurt, and Tucker Kraft have done?
Well, I think Matt LaFleur did a good job putting him in positions to be successful. We actually even saw it last week. You put your hand in the ground against a good player, they're going to lose. You know, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, both overpowered them multiple times during the game when they have to put their hand in the ground. But what Matt's done is such a good job of it is, number one, they'll get him off the ball and run a lot of that split flow where they counter across the center and have to do that cut block on the backside defensive end. That's something that every tight end in the league can do. It's just a question of whether they want to play physical or not. Our guys aren't afraid to be physical. That's a huge step in the right direction. And the other thing they've done is they've done a really good job of lining those guys up next to each other and just running these like combination slip blocks where they both are tasked with blocking the defensive end together up to a second level, whether that's a corner or a safety. We're getting two guys or four hands on one defensive player, giving them an opportunity to be successful either with two tight ends or then a tight end and maybe offensive tackle. And when you do that, you're putting those guys in positions where they don't have to really one-on-one block and contend with, like, you know, the best thing that a defensive end does doesn't, you know, you don't need to go up against the thing that they do a lot better than you. So right now, this early in the stage, I think the big thing is they're improving their footwork, they're improving their body position, and they're willing and able to blockers. It's just a question of improving that technique over the next couple of years.
I don't know if you saw this quote from Adam Stenovich, the Packers offensive coordinator, yesterday, as far as having Jordan Love in a quarterback running the offense compared to Aaron Rodgers. And he said, there definitely is a value to that. Half the time when you get done with the drive, sometimes in past years, you just be trying to figure out what play was called. So now we know what was supposed to happen. But with Aaron, he would see stuff and make checks and all that that you didn't know exactly what was happening at the time. But with this, yeah, we're all kind of on the same page and going. Not to say that wasn't good because we had great results with it, but this is nice because at least now you can kind of build an offense around it, build plays off plays. As the game progressed, hey, we did this, now we're going to do this, now we're going to do this. I think our communication on the sideline has been better just from that aspect of being able to, as the game progresses, have plays off plays and things like that. Yeah, that is a huge advantage this year. And I think everybody realized, right, that Aaron was doing this type of stuff, but I don't know if everybody realized how much it was kind of affecting what Matt LaFleur was wanting to do with the offense for the last several years with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, and I think when you watch this upcoming Niners game, you look at the Niners and the Packers right now, and that's probably the biggest matchup, or not matchup, but comparison, is these two quarterbacks. And you have two guys that are young enough to run exactly, you know, these, you have two offensive masterminds right now, Kyle Shanahan, who's probably right now, you know, the opening speaker at you know, whatever, you know, forward thinking offensive progressive unit or, you know, convention they would have. He's the keynote speaker. And Matt LaFleur is, you know, proving that he's an offensive mastermind as well. And you have these two guys that are going to, they're seeing the game and running the game plan that is being called. They're seeing the game the way the play caller sees it. And I think there is a lot of value from a coaching standpoint to that, certainly. What happens is, as you get more experience, as you see more things, like coaches can see things on the play sheet, you can see it on the screen. Quarterback's going to see things, smell things, feel things on the field. They're going to be a little bit different, little tips, and tendencies. And when these guys get older, whether it's Peyton Manning, whether it's Tom Brady, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Brett Favre, all of these, Patrick Mahomes, all of these guys have part of the offense that is just going to be a little bit off script because they get more and more confident in what they're doing, what they see, and have their ability to kind of make the changes at the line of scrimmage are going to be advantageous in that moment. Now, that's hard for a coach to hear, obviously, because they want to control every variable that they can in order to be able to replicate success over and over. So right now it's kind of that sweet spot where both these guys, talking about Jordan Love and Brock Purdy, are playing at a really high level from an execution standpoint, but they're doing exactly what the coaches want, and therefore it's very easy to replicate week in and week out.
What about Jordan Love and being an offensive lineman playing in front of Jordan Love? I saw a quote from Josh Myers, I think it was from this last game, where he kind of sidearmed that bullet pass in for the touchdown there towards the end of the game. And Josh Myers said he was just standing with his hand on his hips, looking at John Runyon going, that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen from a quarterback. And getting that type of reaction from an offensive lineman, not only do you believe that you can win with that quarterback, but I think it goes to another level when he's playing as well as he is.
Well, certainly when your quarterback's playing well, you feel like you always have a chance to be successful. And I think even going into this week against you know, arguably the best box seven defense in the National Football League with San Francisco 49ers. They're a great defense overall. I think this offensive skill position group feels like they can move the football and score points on anybody. Jordan's playing at an extremely high level. He's one of the hottest quarterbacks over the last nine games. When I watch Jordan and the progression, I think people have said it, but I'll say it again. I don't know that I've seen, not only with Jordan, but also this wide receiver room in particular, you can add Tucker Kraft into the mix. I don't think I've ever seen an in-season improvement like this dramatic an improvement of a group of players and the quality of play that they're putting out on the field over the course of such a small window that I have with this group. It's been just a testament to the work they put in, obviously, off the practice field, away from the cameras. And then, you know, the big thing for me is Matt LaFleur has done such a good job of identifying what each of these individuals is good at, putting them in a position to be successful, explaining exactly what is required of them, and then holding them to a high standard. Jordan Love's no different. He certainly put the time in. You're happy for him as a human being, but as a Packer fan and certainly somebody who has ties to the organization, man, I'm thrilled to see him play at such a high level.
Matt LaFleur said something that kind of caught me off guard a little bit, and that was this year they've taken more live reps in practice than they have in any other year since he's been there as a head coach. Their practices have been longer. They've taken more reps. And they didn't do that prior with Rodgers and his teams that he was with. And he thinks that might be something attributable to how quickly they've progressed and gotten better. He obviously can only go so far within the CBA rules. I understand that. But how much of that do you think plays into this? And do you think that Matt continues to do this with this young team past this year?
I would hope so. You know, it reminds me of what you just said. Reminds me when Pete Carroll got into the league and kind of took the league by storm in the Seattle Seahawks. You know, he wasn't running a crazy scheme offensively or defensively. What he was doing was he was practicing. You know, everybody had dropped down in their practice levels. All the practice habits had gotten pretty poor in the National Football League across the board. Pete came in, his teams were practicing longer, practicing harder, getting more reps in and getting more quality reps than anywhere else. And if Matt's taken that turn and decided, I've got a young team, these guys are fresh out of college, they're ready to work, they're eager, they're hungry for it, and I can push them a little bit more, I think that's only going to, you know, pay benefits over, you know, obviously the short term this season, but over the long term. And you always get into some problems, Steve, down the road when guys are on second, third contracts and they don't want to work as hard, and you know, some of that happens. But right now, again, you're kind of in this sweet spot where you don't really have a number one wide receiver. Your quarterback's in his first year, he's finding success, and success breeds optimism and enthusiasm. So, man, I would ride this wave as long as I absolutely can. I think that model is a fantastic one. You know, I would rather see individual players burn out than fade away. Like, I want guys to be as good as they possibly can be. If that means they can't play for as long, that's fine. But get as good as you can possibly get. Be as proud as you can of the performance you put on the field. And you're certainly going to have to practice in a certain way to get that much out of yourself.
One last one for you. Everything I'm seeing online has the Niners beating the Packers. No surprise. It was the same thing with the Cowboys. Everybody seemingly has it being relatively close. Most have it being in the 20s or the 30s. And the common thing I keep seeing is not whether or not the Packers offense will be able to score, but whether or not the Packers defense will be able to hold the 49ers offense in check enough. Do you view the game the same way?
The Dallas Cowboys, when you watch the Dallas Cowboys, you see the stats. You go, oh, man, they're really good. And then you watch the tape and you go, oh, there's some real opportunities to win here. When you watch the Niners tape, it confirms that they're really good in every facet. They're really, really good on offense, on defense. They're explosive. They're three deep on the defensive line. They have, you know, arguably the first or second best linebacker duel in the league. Offensively, they're tough. I mean, we're talking best running back in the game, best tight end in the game, unicorn in Deebo Samuel, top 10 wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. Quarterback is probably in the top 10 or 12 and being able to sling the rock around. I mean, best, you know, left tackle, most physical offensive lineman in the game since Larry Allen, and that's saying something. So you're looking at a juggernaut of an offense and, you know, in my opinion, the best play caller in football. So they present a lot of problems. There's some opportunities there, particularly along the right side of the offensive line. I think our guys can win one of their one-on-one matchups away from the left tackle. And if we can do that on the defensive line, play downhill at the linebacker position and still get to our drops and not give up those hash mark throws, I think we have a real chance to do something special on Saturday.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. He is Michael Wall. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. And, of course, check out the podcast on my blog as well as Block Party. Check out his website, processtoperform.com. Always a pleasure having you on, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks again.
You got it. Have a good weekend.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.